The Nigerian military say they freed nearly 100 women and girls held by Boko Haram militants during a clearance operation in the north of the country. The hostages include one of the more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped from Chibok School in 2014. David Bamford reports.
The Nigerian military spokesman, Colonel Sani Usman, told the BBC that in an operation on Thursday morning in Borno State, involving two battalions and special forces, 97 women and children held hostage by Boko Haram had been located and rescued, among them another of the Chibok schoolgirls. Colonel Usman said he's optimistic that a mission can soon be mounted into the Sambisa forest, where it's thought the schoolgirls are still being held. The hope is that this time sufficient momentum is building to launch a successful rescue operation.
As the search continues for wreckage from the Egypt airplane that vanished over the eastern Mediterranean, the French authorities are trying to discover whether there was a security breach in Paris. The aircraft had been en route from the French capital to Cairo, with 66 people on board. Jonathan Blake is in Paris.
The focus here is on what, if any, breach of security happened at Charles de Gaulle Airport. Security was already tight and under review after recent terror attacks in Paris. Officers on duty here on Wednesday night when the Egypt airplane took off have been interviewed. French investigators and a technical advisor from Airbus have gone to Cairo to assist the Egyptian authorities who are leading the investigation.
Egypt's aviation minister has said the cause was likely to have been a terrorist act. The Venezuelan Supreme Court has ruled that a decree issued by President Nicolas Maduro last week declaring a state of emergency in the country was constitutional. The decree gives Mr. Maduro extra powers to deal with Venezuela's economic crisis. Leonardo Rocha has more.
The Supreme Court decision is another round of the political battle going on in a deeply polarized country. President Maduro issued a decree on Friday declaring a state of emergency for 60 days. The opposition said the decision was unconstitutional and called on the armed forces to intervene. On Wednesday, lawmakers in the opposition-held National Assembly rejected the decree. Mr. Maduro had already said he wouldn't abide by the Assembly's decision.
World News from the BBC. Hillary Clinton, the front-runner for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. presidency, says there's no way she will not be her party's candidate for the November elections. She said she had an insurmountable lead over her rival Bernie Sanders. Turning her attention to the likely Republican candidate, Mrs. Clinton said Donald Trump was unqualified to be U.S. president. The San Francisco police chief has resigned hours after one of his officers shot and killed a young black woman. Greg Thurow was asked by the city's mayor to stand down following a series of racially charged incidents in the past year. David Willis reports.
Pressure has been mounting for Greg Thurow's resignation since last December when five San Francisco police officers shot and killed a young black man carrying a knife. But the city's mayor, Ed Lee, backed the chief then and continued to support him when it was disclosed that several officers had exchanged racist and homophobic text messages. But the shooting of a 27-year-old woman who'd crashed a stolen car into another vehicle made the police chief's position untenable. Mr. Lee said changes to the San Francisco Police Department were clearly not happening fast enough.
Officials in Sri Lanka say the number of dead from floods and mudslides has risen to 63, with more than 130 people still missing. Days of torrential rain have flooded large parts of the island, and three hillside villages in central Sri Lanka have been buried by thick red mud. Thousands of people are sheltering in camps. The two candidates in Sunday's presidential runoff in Austria are making their last pitch for votes, with rallies on the final day of campaigning. If Norbert Hofer of the Freedom Party wins, he'll become the European Union's first far-right head of state. He's up against Alexander van der Bellen, who's running as an independent. BBC News.